9:30 on a Thursday morning, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, home of the low price tire guarantee. And by the way, you get a great price on brakes, too, with that low price brake guarantee. Good morning, Brad. Thanks for coming. Good morning, Charlie.
How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm not sure what it's going to look like tomorrow, but whatever it is, it's going to be northeast Oklahoma weather.
You know? That's right. The weather's changing. Come on in today and get your windshield wiper checked out. Anything you may be concerned about with the inclement weather that's headed our way, tires, brakes, batteries, those things are so critical. Your windshield wipers, as we get into the colder time of year, it's really important to keep your vehicle maintained. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go out there and not have it start when you need it that one day that you really got to be somewhere. And we can test that battery. We test your battery every time you come in and change your oil. You get that incredible 995 oil change. That's up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic OEM quality oil. We have both the Toyota and Ford blends. Of course, we've got all kinds of other oil, Mobile One and full synthetics and diesel oils. Those cost a bit more, but we have great deals on those also.
And that's the point of it. You've got great service, great deals on the things that make our cars, our trucks, our vehicles run the way the engineers, the manufacturers all intended for them to run. And by the way we want them to run when we hit that button that says start up.
We're really focused on it. I think I saw something this week in the automotive news about the average car dealer, when you sell a new car, about 15% of the customers intend to do their service at the dealer, change mm-hmm. the oil at the dealer.
Yeah.
Even at the end of Toyota Care, Toyota will pay for the first 2 years of oil changes and services on your vehicle.
So why would you not
buy a new Toyota?
Yeah, so why
at the end of Toyota Care, which is 3 years, 2 years later, usually, over 70% of the new Toyota customers we sell cars to come in and get their oil changed with us still. So this is part of our DNA. It's what we do. We want to service you after the sale. We want to service the whole community. You know, it's just part of what we do. It's a different approach than some dealers take, mm-hmm. Where they really focus on selling the car and don't focus on maintenance. But we've decided that maintenance is the thing that you need most on your vehicle. That it's what adds value to your vehicle over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also a great source of vehicles for us, for our used car lot, because we get the quality vehicles. We know how they're maintained. We are coming in and changing the oil, rotating those tires every 5,000 miles. That's another thing that we don't talk about enough. I think that especially with oils lasting longer now and mm-hmm. not being to be changed as much, if you have a full synthetic vehicle, you may not be needing to change it for 10 or 12,000 miles. You maybe get a whole year out of your oil.
Right.
But you need to rotate your tires at least every 5,000 miles. It will extend the life of your tires greatly, save you money over time, increase the safety of everybody riding in your vehicle.
Absolutely.
Really critical.
And I mean, it's your dollars ahead to do it. And I realize unless you have tires for life or something, there is a small charge to rotate those tires. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah, no, it is. You have to go in. You have to take the lug nuts off. You have to take them off. They're very heavy if you haven't done it in a while. And you take all four off and you move them around. What the great thing about that allows us to get in there and really inspect the brakes, too. Mm-hmm. If we don't rotate the tires, we can do a visual inspection through the wheel and visually from underneath the vehicle on the brakes, but we can't really get in there and measure the brake pads and do those things that are going to make sure that we know that your vehicle is going to stop when you need to stop it.
Yeah, and of course, it's nothing more annoying than to step on the brakes or even worse than that, be next to somebody who steps on the brakes and you hear that squeak.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens even with brand new pads and things. If they're not the OEM brand, you may run into that at times. So that's out there. Another thing I wanted to be sure that we mentioned today, this is December 2018, if I'm correct.
You are correct.
And do you know that back in December 1968, my grandfather purchased the Toyota dealership here in Bartlesville. So
wow.
We have been Toyota dealers in Bartlesville, Oklahoma for 50 years. That's a long time to sell Toyotas in Oklahoma. We're the oldest Toyota dealer in the state. We're also the first Toyota dealer in the state to have a LEED certified facility. We are really proud of that, and it's a great legacy. You know, dealerships are changing hands right and left these days. You look at the Tulsa market, even here in Bartlesville, and there's new names everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But for over 75 years, since 1929 here in Northeast Oklahoma, Dungis has been selling cars, taking care of our customers, and trying to add value to your transportation through our products and services. And that's, I'm really proud of that. That's the leg. That's why I'm here. That's what my calling, I guess. And stuff like being able to take that opportunity and then apply it to great things going on in the community. And I got a friend of mine here from the Boys and Girls Club, Jason Barta, one of the organizations that we've been partnered with most of those years, truthfully. I mean, all of the 50 years of Toyota, we've been partnered with the Boys and Girls Club, because I got pictures of my grandfather at the opening of the old Boys and Girls Club with some state dignitaries and such and out there. And I remember that must have been a great day, too.
Yeah.
But the new one is certainly treating you guys well, I'd say. How's it going, Jason?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Brad. I hope all is well. It's going well, and I know Dungis has been involved with the Boys and Girls Club for decades and decades. It's funny that you said you're the oldest in the state, because our Boys and Girls Club is the oldest boys club in the state. So, yeah. I've done just been a longstanding partner, and they help us, you know, they're financial supporters, as well as, you know, when you're in a log jam with a vehicle, we know we can call them, and they will do what they can to help us get out of that bind with transportation. So great partners, great partners. And we take some of our aging vehicles in sometimes with some serious repairs, and they're good to us, and they treat us right, and we know it's done, and we're safe. So,
well, we want you guys to be safe and keep your precious cargo safe for sure. And I've been out there a few times lately. It looks like you guys have really you really brought the place to life.
I mean,
this year it's busy.
Yeah.
There's people everywhere all the time. Basketball going on now, big time. I've been out for a few of the fundamentals lately.
It's
fun in that new gym watching them play. The kids love it.
Yeah, and it helps when you have four or five different goals that actually have rims and backboards and stuff like that. That helps. It helps with your basketball program. So we're seeing that increase. We're seeing our daily attendance increase. I think last December we had about 170 kids a day average, and yesterday we had 290 kids. So
we're
running between 250 and 300 every day in the school year, and close to 400 in the summer. So it's definitely – it's busy, and there's a lot more kids involved in the club and a lot more programs that we offer.
And the program just multiplied when you were able to get in the new facility with all the great resources you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what the kids do when they're at the club now, because it's not basketball, really.
No,
that's just an afterthought almost.
Yeah, they're centered around fitness, academics, and character and leadership programs. We have a STEM room that ConocoPhillips supported when we did the facility. We're able to deliver some STEM programs. We have do-it-yourself STEM kits. We have arts and crafts. It's part of everyday programming. We have a computer lab now that we can put about 40 kids in and give them technology access versus the 13 that we had in the old facility. Game room, dance room. Couple program rooms. We do homework every day. We got pool tables, video games, and then this nice video wall that we have put up in our game room to be able to do anything we want. We got Netflix hooked to it. We got video games up on it. We can do some dance stuff in there. We clear out the furniture and do group dance stuff with it up on the big screen. So, and then the teens still have their dedicated space. Has a recording studio in it where they can make their own music. We have a volunteer that comes in once a week. Scott Hobson from Arvest is over and does guitar lessons and keyboarding and stuff like that with the kids. So they have a unique little niche. And then we just got, speaking of driving in cars, we got this driving simulator machine that's part of Driver's Ed, where you sit down on the computer, steering wheel, gas pedal, brake, and you drive through fog. You know, it's a Driver's Ed prep is what it is, through UPS Foundation. So we're able to get some of our younger kids in, and before they get behind a real steering wheel, put them behind one of ours and make sure we're watching out for pedestrians.
Those simulators are nice.
Yeah.
They
expensive.
Are nice.
It must be expensive to go to the Boys and Girls Club.
No, we've stayed pretty true there, and that's one thing that hasn't changed a whole lot in 60 years. Is it's $40 a year right now for a kid, and all the programs. We do an evening meal, breakfast, lunch, and a snack in the summer.
That's incredible. $40 a year.
Yeah, we do a $20 school year and a $20 summer program.
Well, I was being physician one.
Right.
It was expensive. I knew it was a great value. And that people just need to know that it is accessible to you. And, you know, and if you can't afford that, I'm sure there are ways we can help with that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the truth is it's something for the community, the whole community, and all the boys
And
girls.
Every school except Wayside right now is transportation access to the club. And one of the things I hear a lot is, you know, the club does this. Really, the club doesn't do the $40 a year. It's the Brad, you know, the Dungis, the ConocoPhillips, the corporate community and individuals in this community are rallying around and supporting the club and saying that's important to our community to make sure it's accessible for all kids.
Yeah. And to that end, you've got a special event coming up tomorrow, I know, because we're involved in it, and we've been involved for a few years, but your Great Futures Luncheon is coming up tomorrow, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and Dungis, we appreciate it. For years now, they've been involved in that program. It's kind of our mission event. We put our kids' talents on display a little bit, and this year we'll be naming. Tonight is actually the judging for our Youth of the Year program. Charlie, I know we brought them in here in the past, our state winners we brought through, and
looking for the next one to come in. I don't know who it's going to be yet. But
We don't either, but we got five judges lined up, and they got their packet they've had for a week studying, and they'll go through judging tonight. And
are there finalists then?
Or there's six finalists.
Six finalists?
Yep, and they'll go in front of the judges tonight, and they won't know going into the luncheon tomorrow who the winner is until Brad opens the envelope and says who our Youth of the Year is for this year.
So exciting.
We're excited about that.
I love the event because it does focus on the youth involved in the programs, and you know, it's another accessible event. It's very inexpensive to come and go and get a seat there and see what's going on at the club, but it raises some money for you and gets you that opportunity to mix your donors, the public involved in this, and supporting your cause with the youth and their excellence that they produce.
It's a great experience for the youth because if whoever's going to get selected, they will be attending more events like this. They need to learn at home. And then they can take it on the road and do it.
Well, a lot of it comes with being comfortable in those kind of situations. If you're going to be a finalist in the Youth of the Year, they've had to do things to reach that point.
Yeah.
How do you become a finalist?
So they got to have some club service involved in the club for a period of time. You can't come in yesterday and say, I want to be Youth of the Year tomorrow. So it takes some steady membership throughout the club. Most of these kids have grown up at the club since they were 6 or 7 years old. And then they go through a process of letter of recommendation. We need your transcript to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in school. They do some public speaking. They'll have a Q&A session with the judges tonight. And so some of that poise and eye contact and some of those things when you're in the public. We're trying to build the program, and this is the first year we've been able to – usually we have – going into this event, we know who our Youth of the Year is. And this year we had 6 or 7 apply, and we had some other interest in there, but they were a little bit younger and wanted to see the process one more time before they tried. But I think we'll continue to build it and make it more of our Youth of the Year, similar to what they do at the state and regional level.
Well,
here
and
locally.
Some of the local Youth of the Year have gone on to
correct,
to run at the other levels.
We've helped leverage, you know, the Disneys of the world. Toyota Financial is a huge, huge supporter of our Youth of the Year program at the national level. And our kids in Bartlesville have gotten about $160,000 worth of scholarships over the last 4 years from dollars outside of Bartlesville that we never would have been able to leverage without that program. So I know we got kids right now that are on scholarship through Disney and Toyota Financial and Tupperware and some of those places that when we get through this process and they continue to move on, those scholarship dollars start to flow for them. And that's really the goal. And tomorrow at our event, well, you know, all these kids that did this, they will get a local scholarship from our local club for being a finalist for it. And then once they move on to the next level, they'll have more and more dollars. That's really the goal of the whole thing, is to get them
to get scholarship dollars so they can go on to college. Great.
Yep.
That's
so
really exciting. And what a great program and great kids. And what a strong program you guys have got going, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, we got supporters in the community that believe in what we're doing, so that makes it. I've had similar programs in other communities. They just don't take like this one, and that's because of the community we're in, and we're blessed.
It is a great community, and all the great support you get. I mean, and you know, that name on it, C.J. Pete Silas. Every time I walk in there, I note that and remember you know, him and his great legacy here in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
With the Boys and Girls Club and the Boys and Girls Club legacy in his life. I mean,
yeah.
He's told me the story personally about going to the Boys and Girls Club or Boys Club in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And how impactful that was
yeah.
on his life and getting to Bartlesville, being one of the 66ers, eventually being chairman of the board of Phillips.
Right.
And involved in the National Boys and Girls Club on their board and leadership positions.
Yeah.
Pete and Theo and their family have done so much in our community, and
mm-hmm.
So it's one of those great legacies again in our community.
Yes, it is.
From all the generous people, not just the Silas and so on, or us. It's really about everybody.
It is.
That's neat.
So we appreciate everything done just in the supporters doing the club and making it successful and making sure that, you know, when you walk in the door, regardless of circumstance, you're a $40 membership and everybody's the same, and let's go do STEM and basketball and everything else we do there. So
it's
pretty cool.
Great deal. So what else is coming up? You know, you got any plans for next spring and winter and coming in here that are going to be different?
Yeah, we're starting a little bit of just some healthy lifestyles leagues. We started a kickball league. We're going to do a dodgeball league, and we'll do some volleyball. We're trying to duplicate that fundamentals program as well and bring volleyball. And we did baseball and softball this spring out on the field. Just base fundamentals, not competitions. Anybody to come and learn the sport. And
well, that's one of the great things about it. I mean, when we first, my kids started playing basketball, we heard about the program and went out there, and it was really impactful on them. And it is neat because everybody, regardless of your skill level, comes in and kind of plays together. They get to know each other. A lot of them end up on teams together later and, you know, or even playing against each other.
Right.
And it makes for a great camaraderie
you
can see what you're doing has an impact.
We've started a robotics program, partnered with ABB, and now we do robotics in the club. That will continue in the spring. It's starting to get some wheels on it, get successful. We got a dance. Shannon Fox has came in and worked with a girls' dance group, and they'll do a little performance at the luncheon as well. So we're getting to expand and use all our spaces. And basically, if you have a talent or hobby or interest that you're passionate about, come see us at the club, because I bet we have some kids that have that same hobby and passion. So
there are a lot of volunteer opportunities, and you really kind of try to put those resources, talents, interests in the community and help the students connect to them.
We play matchmaker with our volunteers and figure out what their strengths are, and we find those in the kids, and we just put them together and give them the space, and they do it. So it takes volunteers and staff, and I mean it takes a lot to make it click, but we're fortunate.
How do you get more information if you want to volunteer? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are there seats left for the event
there
tomorrow?
Are some seats left. Yep. We got a couple tables that are open seating. So call us and let us know if it's something you want to attend. And volunteer engagement, if you're coming tomorrow or any day, come by and we'll give you a tour and we'll get more in depth about what time of day and what you're passionate about, and we'll get that lined up.
That's really the way to do it, is go out there, see the facility, talk to the staff, get to see you and know what's really going on out there, because it's a very great program.
And be able to tolerate a little bit of organized chaos, because we do have that on most days.
It does get loud there after school.
Yes, it is not a quiet environment, but that's good. We like that.
Heard that for years.
Yep.
Kindly said it. I think that's your specialty.
You're outside.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
So what is that phone number if they want to get tickets?
918-336-3636. You can just give us a call at the club today. And if you got some tickets and got 11:30 to 1 open tomorrow, we'd love to have you as our guest at the luncheon.
And we'll be out there and looking forward to introducing the new Youth of the Year, and that will be very exciting.
Yep. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason, thank you
you got to run and go get ready for your event.
We're doing some stage setup and getting tables and chairs and everything, getting ready. So we got a little rehearsal to run through tonight with the kids and stuff and the judging for Youth of the Year, and we'll put it out there tomorrow, so we're excited.
Sound like a plan. Thank you for what you, your staff, your volunteers, your board, your junior staff all do for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. They're phenomenal. They continue to pour themselves into the kids, and so thank you.
Thank you, Jason, and thanks for coming to the show.
Thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Very appreciate
much.
It. Always nice to highlight what goes on in our community. We've got so many great nonprofits, but at least for today, highlighting the youth of our community through the Boys and Girls Club.
You know, it just makes me feel good, too, to hear those stories and go out there and see the lives being impacted and, you know how that affects us all and, you know, in our whole community. And that it is so critical all these years, you know, and you think through the thousands of kids who've gone through that program and what the impact it may have had on their lives or, you know, and we, that is something we focus on in all our, you know, and really intentionally in all our charitable giving and the programs we support is trying to support youth programs and other things that make the community, you know, more vibrant and special to us. It is such a rich part of our community. I mean, us, I mean, everybody who lives here. And, you know, it just, Bartlesville's, I think, truly unique that way, that we're so generous. We have so many great organizations. We're relatively small, but we've got it all.
And the stories, they won't be told because the story, there, you take some perspective, but today's young people, 35, 40 years from now, will tell the stories. You know, back in 2018, Jason and the staff did this for me or said something
We all have them. Yeah. I mean, think back to, you know, those teachers or moments in your life when things crystallized. I mean, I talked about the legacy of the car dealer stuff. That's what happened with my grandfather, and that's why he started supporting these programs and why my father went to the boys' club here and this, you know, the stuff I did. You know, this is about... those opportunities, when you get them, you got to be there in order to have it, you know, to take advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah, and there had to be a boys' club.
There had to be a boys' club. There had to be a spark somewhere there that lit the fire, that created the interest, that made him want to buy that Ford dealership at some point, that created this legacy that we're trying to continue. And it's a, you know, it's an incredible story. And it's the same story told over and over again through everybody's lives, and it's not just ours.
So no, but we're here right now telling the stories of the people that made today's dealership, you know, back then, say, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, I think that's what makes us unique, and it's something that we do want to focus on and you know, tell those stories, because if we don't tell them, they're forgotten, right? I mean, that's something my grandfather and his brothers and sisters taught me very well. They love to tell stories. And we probably shouldn't get into those on the radio.
Well,
the talking pigs and stuff like that.
I have to ask you about the talking pigs sometime when we're off the air. But again, speaking of pigs, they you know, were involved in junior livestock shows. They were involved at the county fair.
That's right.
I think it was a family idea, apparently, to be involved in the boys' club, in junior livestock shows, in other things in the community, and say it's the right thing to be involved.
You know, there was just something about my great-grandparents and all the kids they raised that my grandfather had this spark where he wanted, he was an aggressive man. He wanted to accomplish things, and he wanted to do things, and he wanted to be a great Ford dealer, and he wanted to live someplace that he was proud of and be a part of that community. And he wanted to make it better. He always did. I mean, and that was just something he was super passionate about. And, you know, they'd come from virtually nothing, you know, and as a Methodist minister sent to Bartle, Oklahoma, my great-grandfather died soon after they came here. And, you know, eventually all of the children graduated college. And then my great-grandmother went back and got her degree.
Okay.
And started teaching college. And, you know, so education and development is what made it all possible. And, you know, starting with education and all those experiences they had when they were young are why he focused on those things when he got here in Bartlesville later in 1941. He purchased the Ford dealership and then the Toyota dealership we talked about earlier, now 50 years ago this month in 1968. And
he's got the letter from Henry Ford to prove it, too.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I got another great letter this week from an old customer who had a newspaper article from the 70s about all this. And, you know, they'd found it in an old box and wanted us to have it. But it was somebody that was very close to my grandfather, one of the county extension agents back in the day. And so we've stayed connected to all those things through the years, and that is something that we are really proud of at Dutchess.
Well, and it's the connections you form with your customers, too, that say, you treated me right the first time. Not only did I get a value on the vehicle, but I got the personal relationship, and so they come back.
Yeah, no, that is part of it, and that's because a lot of this comes from our customers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff we're pointed to. We had our foundation, Animal Rescue Foundation, on a few weeks ago about sure. their event, which was last week.
And a little bit of severe weather after it was over, but yeah, they got
they made it through. They did raise some good money, had a great event. I think they raised $22,000 at that event for mm-hmm. the Rescue Foundation, so great. But, that came from one of our customers. George, who was in here, is really been passionate about getting us involved in that, and so we are. George has been buying cars from us for a long time, and so we definitely want to be involved in the things that he's passionate about too, and that goes for all our customers.
Yeah. Well, of course, at end of the calendar year, you usually price your cars pretty well to try to clear
out the
inventory.
Well, it is that time of year. Yeah. We haven't talked much about the stuff, but you've probably been seeing the ads. We've got Toyotathon going on.
Right.
That TV
yeah.
schedule has started up big time. It's the biggest sale of the year for Toyota. On the Lincoln side, we have the wish list event. It is, again, what for the biggest sale of the year for Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And on Ford, we have the year-end event, which is the biggest sale of the year for Ford. So this is stacked up to be a pretty good month. There are incentives out there. Interest rates as low as 0% still, folks, for up to 72 months. On F-150, Escape, Edge, Explorer. You can get it 0 for $60 on Expedition. 0 for $72 is also available on Fusion. Some of those come with other rebates. Some of them you give up the rebates and get through the incentives.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Farm Bureau rebates up to $1,500 if you're a Farm Bureau member.
Sure.
Even Mustang has $3,500 cash back, and we've got great deals.
That's
on
a nice Mustang you got sitting out in front of the dealership.
Yeah, that is a pretty one. Did you notice that? And Expeditions, we've got some great deals on Expedition. I'm in 0 for $60 to be that's got a $1,250 Ford credit, retail bonus customer cash. And if you have a competitive SUV, we've got a $2,000 conquest cash. So if you're trading in a Yukon or a Denali, mm-hmm. we've got some extra money for you on that if you're interested in an Expedition. So I know there's a lot of people driving those out there. Bring them into Dungis, and we'll help you get a better ride.
Bring it in for a $995 oil change while you're there. Say, what's the cash offer for this thing?
That's right, and we'll do that rather easily. If you want to do it even on our website, you can start the process real simply on the website to see what your vehicle's worth, whether you buy it from us or not. We want to make a cash offer for your vehicle. If you go to our website, you can get to all of them from the DungisChoice.com website.
Mm-hmm.
There you'll see links to our showrooms where you can look at Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. From there, you can get into the Trade-In Valet, which is our trade tool. You can chat with us. You can ask us questions. There's all kinds of information about the vehicles we have in stock mm-hmm. and also those that are available otherwise in different configurations than we might have. If we don't have what you're looking for, we're always out there looking all over the country for the right vehicle for our customers. And we do dealer trades and go get vehicles all over the country and sell cars to people all over the country. It's a really big part of our business now. We're very competitive on price. We're very straightforward on pricing, mm-hmm. too. We really don't play games or gimmicks on the price on your vehicle or the trade. What we want to do is focus on helping you buy a car, just like you're our best friend, and not really sell you a car. I mean, these days it's about, finding out what you need, what are you interested in, how can I help you, and what do you need. So many of our customers now have really done a lot of the work before we get to talk to them. So that puts us in a position where we don't want to have to start over with you. If mm-hmm. you already know, let's go ahead and finish it up. And,
yeah.
and that's my approach with my team. What we talk about all the time is let's be responsive to our customers, answer all their questions. Let's help them through the process. We've got straightforward internet pricing on all our vehicles online. That part's easy right now.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of...
I think I even saw some red tags on vehicles maybe where you priced...
We do have some really aggressive pricing on some vehicles that are older in stock or maybe are being replaced with different models mm-hmm. and such. So Those are available. We also have some great deals on cars that are in our rental fleet, our loaner fleet. Most of them are just loaned to people who have their vehicles in service.
Right.
We did expand that fleet a little bit this year because of all the recalls that we have had. Ford had a program where they were trying to get through the Takata recall airbags, and we took some people out of their cars while we waited on parts for a while. And so we've got a lot of those cars available, too, and they are a great value.
Home of the 995 oil change. Stop by today before the weather comes in. Have the crew check out your windshield wipers.
Very good idea. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much, and thanks for Jason for coming in and let us know about what's going on.
Good luck tomorrow to the Boys and Girls Club, and congratulations to the Youth of the Year. We'll find out who it is tomorrow.
Somebody's going to be named Youth of the Year, but they're all winners.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.